では、続いて正夏さんからの質問です。続編の構想はありますか？
We do. It's a very difficult one because movies are hard to get made on the best of days. Our movie didn't do the money that everybody hoped it would do, for a lot of different reasons. And even though we did well in some countries, like France, we did very well. In America, we didn't do as well as the big movies that would require it to make a sequel. And let me just clarify that it was never about the money or the business or anything for us like that. It was always about telling this story. But unfortunately, we work in a business that is about profit and money.
Definitely.
So the answer is maybe. Michael B. Jordan is a big supporter of the project, and he came on as an executive producer because he loved it and he loved working with us. And we put him in the movie in an important role that would end up playing out pretty big in a sequel. And so right now there is a little bit of talk of how do we do that sequel. And let me just say, it makes the most sense to maybe do it on a streaming platform where we can tell a longer story.
構想としてあります、
はい、
答えなんですけれども、はい、まあ、金の上映した時に、うん、その続編を作るに足るその興行収入ですね、うん、に届かなかったというところ、うん、まあ、この国でかなりヒットした国、フランスなどもあるんですけれども、はい、自分たちとしてはその、うん、まあ、お金だけじゃなくて作りたいものを作るっていう気持ちではあるんですけれども、うん、またキャストの中のマイケル・ビー・ジョーダンは、はい、とてもサポートしてくれていて、うん、制作陣の中にも名前をされてくれているんですけれども、はい、ね、今現時点としては、まあ、どう、どうするかっていうのを話し合っていて、うん、可能性としては少しありますということで、うん、まあ、ストリーミングサービス、配信サービスの方でするっていうのも一つの案にあって、うん、そうすることで、まあ、より、広い世界を見せていけるんじゃないかと思います、
は
い、
なるほどね。
We always thought it would be fun to create a movie that felt like the origin story for something much bigger and much greater. And the character of Elijah obviously has a destiny that he only understands a little bit at the end of the movie, but still not entirely. And
a lot of questions.
There is a lot of questions for him. There is a lot of hope, and there is a lot of... Yeah, there's a big responsibility
that he might be someone important, even though he didn't think he was important. He might be very important.
Yeah, we always talked about it almost like Neo from The Matrix. At the end of the first Matrix film, Neo gets a glimpse of something that he may become. And so we thought that it would be great to tell a first story that is on Earth and is very real and gritty and crime and drama, and then the next movie be all about the sci-fi and step through a doorway into a world where you see what you've never seen before, you know. So two very, very different movies, but could work well together.
金の最後の方でイライザーっていうのはどうなっていくの、自分がなるのかっていうのを少ししか分からない状態というか、
うん、
たくさんの疑問が残る最後だったかなと思うんですけれども、はい、 それを広げていくっていうのが次の段階にあるかと思っています、うんうんうん、マトリックスでも同じように最後最初の作品の最後では、はい、少しか分かっていないものを次に広げていくっていう形だったと思うんですけれども、はい、一段の方として、金の最初の方としては、うん、その地球でとてもダークでリアルなもの、
うん、
で次の作品で、より SF 的なものっていう風なアイデアがあります、う
ん、なるほどね。
So we have many more stories that we want to tell, but if we ever get the chance to go back to this and tell a longer, bigger story, whether it's on TV or in the theaterWe have a lot of fun ideas that I think will blow people's minds and be worth telling. But the good thing about Kin is that it can exist as one film. You know, it doesn't have to be about the future stories. Obviously, it opens questions up and makes you wonder where that boy goes. But Kin is Kin and can exist on its own.
その続編に対してとてもたくさんの、はい、面白いアイディアっていうのがあるんですけれども、うん、金のいいところっていうのは、その今回の作品だけでも、ま
あ、
存在できるというか、
うん、あそうですね、
疑問っていうのもあるんですけれども、うんうん、今回の作品だけで成り立つっていうのもあるっていうのは、はい、今回の作品いいところかなと思います。
なるほど。では、続きまして薬師丸さんからの質問なんですが、劇中でコンバースが出てきますけども、コンバースに何か思い入れはあるんですか？
No, weird parallel there.
What's that?
The Converse campaign that we're in.
Oh yeah. Not really. I mean, yeah, we grew up wearing Converse, and I think they are a very nostalgic shoe for people, and so this movie is a nostalgic movie, and so it made just a lot of sense to do that. But also that character, it plays into character again. Eli is wise beyond his years and sometimes is the only adult kind of sapping person in the room amongst Jimmy and Millie. And so we wanted to give him shoes that he may not necessarily wear as a current teenager, but someone that feels like they might be from another time.
そんなに思い入れっていうのはすごい強くあるわけじゃないんですけれども、うん、はい、もちろんコンバースっていうのはなんかちょっと懐かしい感じの靴っていうことで、そのイーライですねが、今の10代っぽくない靴っていうのを履いてるってい
うところ
で、もしかしたらなんか他の時代から来たっていう、なんかちょっとそういう雰囲気もある
っていう感じ。なるほどね。
It's also a moment in the film because he's given the shoes by his brother. It's the first moment where you really seeGenuine love between the two brothers, and this is a relationship that is complex. And he came out of jail, and he wasn't around for his younger brother, and so you find yourself questioning Jimmy's motives a lot of the time, and whether he's doing the right thing for his brother or not, whether he's protecting him or whether he's manipulating him. And I think the moment where he gives him the Converse shoes is actually the first moment the audience feels a true brotherly connection between them.
この劇中のコンバースの靴っていうのが、お兄ちゃんからの、
はい、そうですね、
っていう形で、うん、劇中でその私たち見てる方は、この兄はイーライを操っているのかとか、ちゃんとこう弟の思ってるのかっていうのが分からないシーンとかもあったりするかと思うんですけども、はいはいはいはい、このシーンっていうのが一つ、うん、本当にお兄ちゃんが弟の思っているっていうのを表すような
ことだなと思います。なるほど、そういうことか。では、続いて浜ちゃんからの質問です。音が効果的に使われていたと思うのですが、音はどれぐらい意識されて映画制作されてますか？
Actually, the sound is one of the more important things for us, in the process. Our closest collaborator on all of the projects that we do, from Bagman to commercials to a lot of other things we've done, is a sound designer from New York who just moved to LA as well, and we're quite good friends. His name's Joseph Fraioli, and he works with us on everything, and from a very early stage. I would say most films don't get the chance to work that closely with a sound designerThat early on. We usually talk about sound when we're developing the idea before the script is even written. And so the sound of the weapon and the sound of the world that we created was very important to us.
Yeah, we started very early on that.
音っていうのはとても重要で、はい、ずっとコマーシャルからバグマンからちょっと同じサウンドデザイナーと一緒に仕事しているので、うんうん、なるほど、とても重要な要素になっています。
うんうんうん、
He has now...This guy, Joseph, has now gone on to work with Christopher Nolan on Tenet, his next film. And so it's wonderful to see certain collaborators that you love working with that are maybe not huge celebrity, you know, people, but get the chance to work on more exciting, bigger things. And another example is our writer, Dan Casey, just...finished writing Fast and the Furious 9 and now is doing some very, very big things with some studios. So it's fun to see the people that you care about
go on to bigger things.
Yeah, get known for bigger things.
そのサウンドデザイナーの方は今、はい、クリストファー・ノーラン の,、うん、次回作と一緒に仕事をしているということで、はい、だって一緒に仕事をしてきた脚本家であるとか、うん、サウンドデザイナーの人が、うん、さらに大きな仕事をしているのを見るっていうのもとてもエキサイティングな、
なるほどね、はい。では、続いてしめじさんからの質問です。 ここは絶対に撮りたかったという思い入れのあるシーンはどのシーンですか？
There's a few. There's a scene between the father character Hal and Jimmy where Eli is upstairs listening and they're talking about, you know, dead mother essentially. And they're talking about the fact that Jimmy has always been messing up, and even though he's out of jail, he's not really invited back to the family home and he should leave. And Jimmy is trying to pour his heart out and tell his father that I need money or else I'm dead and potentially you guys are dead and I don't know what to do about it. But he's such a mess up that he kind of screws up that whole thing and gets kicked out of the house. And it was, and it showed the relationship and the dynamic of how tragic it is between all three generations of men in the family, and that they are all on a very different page to each other. So it was a pretty important scene. I think you could pick up quite easily that the loss of the mother, and for Hal, the loss of his wife, became, they kind of lost their anchor as a family. And so they were all just going different ways. And so that was a moment where you really saw the trouble between the three male characters in the family.
お父さんとお兄ちゃんですね、ジミーが二人で言い争っていて、イーライが2階で聞いているシーンなんですけれども、お母さんのことを話していたりで、登場人物3人の男性っていうのが、違う世代の男性が違う、こう場所にいるというか、心が違うところにいるっていうところで、お母さんを失った、妻を失ったっていうのはとても大きなことで、その家族全体が怒りを失ったかのように、チリチリになっていく様子っていうのを捉えているシーンです
。なるほどね。
There was also a very, very simple scene of Elijah sitting on the bath in a motel bathroom with the weapon on his lap, exploring it for the first time and seeing what it does and opening it and seeing what the different modes do. And I think the simplicity of that scene was very important to us because it represented the film in many ways. It was about all of the key sort of elements of the film. A young black character, innocent in a very questionable environment,
dirty
room that he should not be in a different state away from his home, lonely, with something that represents science fiction and something fantastic in his hands. All of those elements represent Kin. And so that was a scene we talked about early on that was just felt unique, you know, something you hadn't seen before.
で、もう一つ、はい、とてもシンプルなシーンなんですけれども、イライザが最初の銃をいろいろどうやって扱うかっていうのを見てる、バスタブのところのシーンですね。そこもとてもシンプルだけれども、この、映画が持っているいろんな要素っていうのを表している、大切なシーンだと思います。
なるほどね。では、続いて二階堂さんからの質問です。劇中でバイクが出てきますが、バイクはお好きですか？ご自身で乗られたりもしますか？
We don't ride motorcycles. I love a good motorcycle, and we had to find the sexiest motorcycles we could find in 2016. And we reached out to Ducati, and they said they would like to give us motorcycles for to use in the movie.And we got two models that were very futuristic. I remember when we presented them, we were like, wow, this is exactly what we're after. Something that the lines are very sleek. It's all black. It basically looks like it came with those two guys from whatever future place that they're from, but they're Earth 2016 bikes. And so it captured perfectly what we were after.And seeing two evil characters in armor on these very metallic, futuristic kind of bikes, it had a feeling for us almost like the evil cowboys on a horse, on a black horse, or, you know, Terminator 2, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger on a motorbike, that kind of thing of just relentless, just tracking them down and never stopping.And you're screwed. Yeah. So I wish we could say we were motorcycle riders, but we are not. We just love the way they look.
はい、実際に僕たちは回ったりはしないんですけれども、はい、今回映画で使うものを探すにあたって2016年にとても美しい、うん、バイクを見つけて、でそこに連絡取って使っていいということになったんですけれども、うん、悪役の、人が乗っているバイクですね、
はい、
イメージとしては、黒い馬に乗ったカウボーイっていうイメージで、どこまでもこう、追い詰めてくるみたいな、そういうイメージのものを探すことができたと思います。
なるほど。では、続いて乙啓さんからの質問です。デニス・クエイドが演じた父親にモデルは存在しますか？
Not specifically. I think it was based around a very iconic kind of American hardworking blue collar, husband and father that is trying to keep the family together after his wife passed. Doesn't have the most connection to his children.Is really trying the best he can, but is a little bit sort of stunted in his ability to communicate and be emotional with his children. And specifically based around all of those things John just said, reflected on a Detroit man who, this was set in a place called Hamtramck, which is very Polish. And I think the cliche guy that this family is based on is a very hard man that focuses on his work to provide for his family and may not be as loving in an outward way that maybe a guy is today or a younger father would be. And so I don't think it was based on our father and it wasn't based on the writer's father, but it was definitely based on people we know from families like this. Yeah.
特に実際の人物っていうわけではないんですけれども、はい、そのデトロイトにいる、古いブルーカラーで、はい、とてもよく働いて、うん、で奥様と亡くなった後、家族の世話をするっていうので、
うん、
あまり感情的にうまく家族とコネクションを持てなかったりとか、
はい、
頑固な感じ、
うん、
お父さんっていうイメージで、
うん、
作りました。
なるほどね。
We also talked early on about the character of Halneeding an actor that we grew up with, someone that we've watched for many, many decades. And Dennis Quaid felt right, because when you take the character away from Elijah, or at least take him away from Jimmy and us as the audience, you want to feel like, no, you can't do that. Like, you can't do that to Dennis Quaid. So I think your feelings of that actor,and your feelings of that character are all intertwined.
俳優さんとしては自分たちがずっと見てきた方っていうのがいいなっていうのが一つあって、でもやっぱりそうひどいことをされるっていう時に、
はい、
それをデニス・クエイドにやるかみたいな、そういう気持ちになったりとか、その自分たち見てる側ですね、が、とても、感覚に揺さぶられるのではないかという。
あ、なるほどね。では、続いて丸湯さんからの質問です。日本にどういう印象をお持ちですか？
I don't know if you know, but we shot a short film in Tokyo, in Shinjuku, called Little Kaiju. And that was a very special film for us because it was our first short film that we'd ever done. And it was something that we had no money and no crew. It was just Jock and me with a camera. We literally bought tickets within a couple days, just...flew to Tokyo, found a Japanese actor to play a salaryman, and shot a little cute kawaii character that represented sort of everything cute in Tokyo. And we shot it in Golden Guy late at night, nobody around, and for 3 days. And we brought it home and figured out what the short film would be and created a CG visual effects character to go into the shots. And it was very crude and it was very basic, and it was our first short and we were kind of just messing around. We weren't even being that serious, but it did very well and people really liked it. And I would say Tokyo actually really liked it, and it got on...like the front page of Yahoo Japan, and it became something that people talked about. And we were saying, as Australian directors, people will either hate this from Japan or they will love it. And it was great to see that people loved it.
日本で撮ったショートフィルムというか、はい、リトル怪獣というのがあって、はい、それも本当に自分たち2人とカメラ等で撮ったものなんですけれども、うんうんはい、その作品は東京の方も気に入ってくれたみたいで、はい、Yahoo Japan の、 あのフロントページに載ったりとか、うんはいはい、このいろいろ言われたのが、東京の人はこれは気に入るか嫌うかどっちかでっていうふうに言われて、うん、でもまあ気に入ってくれたようでよかったです。
ああ、なるほどね。